From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I am just having a great day today. I love talking about gardening. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I am great. You're doing a great job this morning. You can text us your gardening questions to 23680, or you can call 1-888-455-2967 later on in the program to give us your gardening question. Remember, for a perfect text message, you want to give us your name and your city. So let's bring John Denver in because I have a dirty word of the day.
He ain't ready yet. He said, not today, Teresa.
That would be it. There you go. Thank you, John.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is rainforest. Merriam-Webster defines rainforest as a tropical woodland with an annual rainfall of at least 100 inches of rain. And so Florida gets between 45 and 55 inches of rain. So that tells you how much rain they get. And it is marked, the rainforests are marked by lofty, broad-leafed evergreen trees forming a continuous canopy, moisture-dependent vegetation, the presence of epiphytes and vines, and the absence of wildfire. Rainforests can be classified as a tropical rainforest, a temperate rainforest, as well as a dry rainforest. Estimates vary from 40 to 75% of all biotic species being indigenous to the rainforest. There may be many millions of species of plants, insects, and microorganisms still undiscovered in tropical rainforests. Tropical rainforests have been called the jewels of the earth and the world's largest pharmacy because over one quarter of natural medicines have been discovered there. Rainforest, due to deforestation, is happening and the resulting habitat loss, and it contributes to the pollution of the atmosphere. Tropical rainforests exist in Southeast Asia, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and Sri Lanka. Also in Africa, South America, Central America, Australia, and the Pacific Islands. Temperate rainforests only occur in a few regions around the world, and these are cooler, less rainfall in these temperate rainforests. They occur in North America, in the Pacific Northwest, in Alaska, British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, California, and parts of the British Isles, Norway, southern Norway, and parts of the Balkans. More than half of the world's species of plants and animals are found in rainforest, and they need to be protected. And that's why the dirty word of the day is in honor of Punky Pratama's Rainforest, the Jungle Library Conservation Education Program in Sumatra, part of Sumatra's Conservation, which is their Facebook page. So we want to thank them very much, and we want to be able to donate and keep that effort going because it's so important to recognize. And so many of our beautiful plants here in Florida, come from the rainforest, but they're harvested legally. And that's why you want to buy your plants from an independent garden center like a Quality Green Specialist and also Peterson's Nursery, so that you know you're getting quality plants that are grown legally. And you wouldn't think that would be a problem here in Florida, but it is. And so especially since we have our own Everglades and wetland areas that have so many beautiful endemic native species. We want to protect those. So this is the week that you want to check your irrigation and make sure that you're only watering twice a week, and you water between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. You don't want to do it at other times of the day. One, if you do it during the heat of the day, it mostly evaporates, and it's not going to get into the ground and soak the earth and be there for when the roots need them. During the morning time, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., that they're going to get irrigation, but they're going to dry off quickly. If you're watering at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, then it's just going to make more disease issues in your landscape. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-914-0465. That's 800-914-0465. 800-914-0465. Sponsored by EverQuote.
Attention, Florida homeowners. The My Safe Florida Home program is now in effect. This program was enacted by the Florida Legislature to help single-family homeowners in Florida protect their home against hurricanes and save money doing it. To learn more and apply for a free home hurricane inspection, go to MySafeFLHome.com. That's MySafeFLHome.com. Once again, that's MySafeFLHome.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
time of the year that you may start to see pest issues. With me right now is Randy Schultz. He is the owner of Schultz Communications, editor of the award-winning Home Garden and Homestead website, and he's one of the hosts of the great Camp Codger podcast, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. It's good to talk with you. You're not in Colorado right now. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm kind of pretending to be a snowbird in Goodyear, Arizona.
Can you do that?
Something that, sure, I can do that. You know, there are a lot of snowbirds in Florida, and there are a lot of snowbirds out here in Arizona. I'm escaping the cold and the snow of Colorado. And I kind of like this.
It can get to be something that you need a lot of. So I am so proud, Randy, to say that Summit Responsible Solutions is a sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. It's one of the best companies on the market to help homeowners with their pest issues. How long has Summit Responsible Solutions been around?
Summit goes way back, more than 50 years. And their flagship product, the mosquito dunk, is something they brought to the market in the 1980s. And since then, it's become the world's best-selling biological mosquito control.
Wow, that's great. And so I was consulting with a client this week who told me they lost their sago palms to a white powder that completely covered the plant and it died. That didn't need to happen, Randy, did it?
No, that's totally preventable. That white powder is the residue from Asian cycad scale, which is a pest insect. You know, a lot of us are familiar with scale on indoor plants or house plants, but scale can definitely affect the palm, the sago palms in Florida.
And so how would they get rid of that? What does Summit Responsible Solutions have for them?
Summit has a product called the Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, which is a lightweight horticultural oil. Can be used any month of the year. And it's a great way to literally smother insect pests on a plant. And that's a great way to treat a scale insect. Scale creates a kind of a protective coating over itself, so it's a tough insect to kill. But if you spray a sago with horticultural oil and then follow up, you know, a few days, a few weeks later, you're going to have to do a multiple sprayings to really control all of those scale. But it really does. It just suffocates the insect without using chemicals, so it's effective every time you use it.
And the good thing about this spray oil is that it's organic and it doesn't hurt the environment. What is the commitment about Summit Responsible Solutions? What is their commitment to the environment?
Well, Summit is all about trying to take the most responsible way to control insect pests. So, like I said, their flagship product, the one most people know, is mosquito dunks. And that the active ingredient in a mosquito dunk is actually a little bacterium, a naturally occurring bacterium that is Mother Nature's way of killing mosquito larvae. The same idea flows through all their products. They try to use ingredients that do the least amount of harm to the environment while being very effective at killing insect pests.
Okay, so for people who don't know or are new to Florida and they want to control the mosquitoes in their yard and in their bird bath, this does not hurt plants or birds or wildlife, does it?
No, actually it's very target specific to mosquito larvae and fungus gnat larvae. That's all. It won't kill any other kind of insects. It doesn't harm the environment at all. It's very specific and very benign to the environment.
That's great. And so what's the difference between mosquito bits and mosquito dunks?
It's kind of the delivery device. A mosquito bit is a little piece of a fiber, basically, right, that's sprayed with BTI, the active ingredient, and it gets released in the water right away. So mosquito dunks are a really fast way to kill large populations of mosquito larvae. A mosquito bit is actually, it looks like a little donut, and it dissolves, it floats on the top of the water, and it dissolves slowly over a period of about 30 days. So it's a much longer term control for mosquito larvae. They both work great. They both have the same active ingredient. It's just kind of a difference in the amount that gets released and when.
And so these are good products. If someone's worried about mosquitoes in their bromeliads or in some of their orchid plants that hold onto water that, you know, have little spaces or gutters on their roof or anywhere where they have a little bit of water sitting, the bits are great to throw in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Bits are great for small puddles of water or even the tiny bit in a bromeliad where a mosquito dunk is just literally too big to fit, right? So the two delivery devices are, you know, cover pretty much every situation where you're going to want to control mosquitoes.
Where can people find mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray?
Well, at basically every garden center in America, every hardware store in America, big box stores, online, on Amazon and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'll tell you what, Summit wants you to buy their stuff because it's so good. So they make it available everywhere they possibly can. So great products, great company, and great solutions for pest control.
I think so. I think it's just one of the safest products on the market, and it really does work to control those mosquitoes. So that's very important, and I do appreciate them. And so also, too, you have the Home Garden and Homestead. And tell us what people can find on your website. This is a wonderful award-winning one, so you must have a lot of information on there.
HomeGardenAndHomestead.com is, we call it the guide to modern living. Obviously, we're going to talk about the garden stories on your show because you're all about gardening. All kinds of garden stories about different kind of plants to grow. We've got several stories about Summit products and how they work. Everything you need to know about garden projects in the yard, actually how to build things like even we've got a story about how to build a wooden hot tub. So, I mean, pretty much everything you want to know, it's on the website.
There you go. Tony's going to be all about that hot tub. That would be nice. But you also have wonderful recipes by some great garden writers, too, like Ellen Zakos. And you have recipes and cocktail drinks and all sorts of good food items, too.
Yeah, there's a whole food and drink section. And we try to use garden-grown, you know, vegetables and herbs and whatnot in some of these recipes. A couple of great stories about edible flowers. Not everybody realizes that the rose petals growing in their yard are edible. So we try to cover the entire gamut of topics.
That's wonderful. Now, to this week, I had to laugh. I listened to Camp Codger because I subscribed to it, and it was about classic TV. And it took me back so many years to growing up. I loved it, but I have to tell you, I loved Richard's story of his Codger moment because I had a couple of Codger moments today on the show, but I've had my own Codger moments. So tell us about Camp Codger and what people will hear.
Well, we call Camp Codger the website for folks who are 50 plus, right? It's basically three old guys dispensing rocking chair wisdom about everything you can imagine. And sometimes we just do memory lane shows, which is, you know, what the TV show was. Mm-hmm. We sat around and we talked about our memories of television shows from the 50s and 60s. And it was just fun. It was, all of us at the end of the show said, man, we talked about stuff that we hadn't thought about for years. So those of us who have been out on the planet for a little while, we have a lot of years of experience and a lot of memories, and sometimes it's fun to just talk about those.
It is, and I will tell you, growing up and watching TV, mine was the Mickey Mouse Club, and my brother was Superman. Mm-hmm. They both came on at 4 o'clock, and we used to fight about who was going to watch what.
Oh, absolutely. And back in those days, you know, the house had one TV, right?
Yes.
Really did have to fight over what to watch at any given time. So that's part of the whole memory jogging thing that we do. It's just fun to talk about some of those old things that we haven't thought about in years.
Well, you know, it's just you're so multi-talented, and just everything you're doing, you know, from the Home Garden and Homestead website to Camp Codger to, you know, Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, helping educate about the great organic products there. You know, do you ever get time to garden?
Absolutely. It would be a shame if I didn't get out in the yard. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
So when you get back to Colorado, when will you start your spring garden there?
Oh, I hate to tell you this. We don't plant anything until Mother's Day.
Really?
Our weather pattern is such that it's not dependably time to plant spring tender things until Mother's Day.
Wow.
That's a long time from now.
It is. We will have been growing almost 5-6 months. And I mean, because we can grow all year round, basically. But, you know, our spring gardens start in January and February. So that's great. What is your favorite plant to grow?
I'm still one of those guys who loves to grow vegetables. That's where my gardening started. And so my first garden plant was a tomato plant. And when it really comes down to it, that's still my favorite thing to grow in the summer because, number one, there's just an incredible variety of tomatoes. And I don't grow the varieties that you can get in the supermarket. I like the heirlooms and the ones that are a little more flavorful than the tomatoes in the store. So just give me a few tomato plants and I'm a happy guy.
There you go. You are a happy guy. Thank you so much, Randy, for talking with us this morning and being here. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Tell us the website real quick again.
HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. It's all spelled out just the way you think it would be.
Thank you so much, Randy. You have a great day and enjoy being a snowbird.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Randy Schultz. He's the editor of Home Garden and Homestead and Schultz Communications and Camp Codger podcast. And you'll find links on Facebook today to all of those. It's a great show, and it's just a lot of fun to listen to. We're going to take a break right now. It's the bottom of the hour. It's a perfect time to get on board with your gardening question. Just call 1-888-455-2967 or text 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text me at 23680. And if you missed any of today's show, you can hear it, Better Lawns and Gardens, on betterlawns.com. On audioboom.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. And you can find Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook. Please go ahead and like us and give us 5 stars. That would be great and help promote Florida gardening, you know, correctly with great conservation and landscape maintenance that is, you know, the proper way to do it. And that's important when you're talking about healthy environments. Let's go to our text messages. So in Melbourne, it says, I have crabgrass in my St. Augustine. I bought a granular crabgrass control product. Is it too late to apply? I live in Melbourne. She loves the show, and Lizzie cracks her up. Well, Lizzie cracks me up, too. So I'm so glad you said that.
Thank you.
And so it depends on what kind of crabgrass product it is. If it's a pre-emergent, it is too late to put it down because most crabgrass has already started. I pulled a couple of crabgrass pieces out of my lawn this week, and so the pre-emergent won't work. If it is a crabgrass killer that will kill crabgrass that's already germinated and growing in your yard, then you can go ahead and apply that now. So don't, read the label, find out when you're supposed to apply it, and that will tell you. Let's go to Debbie in Titusville. She's going to be planting some crotons and liriope plants in a small flower bed. What is the watering schedule for these? Well, it really depends on the location. I find that liriope grows better in partial sun. Okay, some shade in the afternoon, and it doesn't need to be watered as much. And the mimei crotons, too, as well. They don't need to be watered. You can water twice a week this time of the year, and that should be plenty for them. Okay, just make sure that you're not watering overwatering. 20 to 30 minutes should give you a half inch of water into your soil, and that's plenty for the week even. And so you can get away with, one time a week. You don't have to water twice a week. You can get away with one time a week, but you want to check to make sure that your irrigation is applying that amount, okay? Because if you're watering for an hour or 2 hours, you could be applying way more water than you need to. So that's important.
Now with the time change, are we running into different types of watering and when you're supposed to water and whatnot?
Well, it's still the same amount of time. So you can only water up to 10 o'clock. And that's good because after 10 o'clock, the water just evaporates and you're kind of wasting it.
Okay.
And so, but 10 o'clock, whether it's, during the off season, the spring ahead or fall back, 10 o'clock is still 10 o'clock, so it doesn't matter. We're not going to be watering too much earlier. So,
They probably could check what at their local, their agricultural, to find out if they're allowed to water on certain days. Because I know some are odd days,
some
even
days. Exactly. They can call their utility company.
Ooh, okay.
That's who I would call. Call your utility company, and they will be able to tell you. Or the utility website will have it on. Look for irrigation in the landscape. On the utility website, and it'll be able to tell you, or just give them a call, or your county extension. Your county extension is great for a number of different things. So Holly at Tallahassee, good morning, Holly. She bought a plant about 5 years ago, and a volunteer fig seedling popped up in the pot. She planted it in a 20-inch pot, and it's grown to be about 4 feet tall, but has never fruited. What can I do to get it fruited? And she says she's not sure what kind of fig tree it is. Okay, so if it is a fig, then you want to make sure that you've got enough nutrition. So fertilizing it, 1 to 2 times a year would help encourage it to fruit. But most seedlings of plants take several years for them to be mature enough to have a good enough root system to where they will go ahead and fruit. I just want to make sure that you have a fig tree. So I would identify the leaf and make sure it's a fig tree instead of waiting 10 years or so and find out it's not a fig tree. All right, Holly, thank you so much. Let's go to Robert in Plant City. Good morning, Robert. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much.
One of your callers last week called about vines in their azaleas, and they were going to cut them back severely in order to get to the vines.
Uh-huh.
I have a little thing that we do, because we have a lot of vines that's growing in areas. We take the floral tubes, and we put the fertilizer in the floral tubes.
Uh-huh.
We cut off up to, we find almost the where it's growing from the vine, and we cut it off, and we take that in and stick it into the floral vines.
Okay.
and it kills the vines, the root of the vine.
I can see how that would work. The only thing is that if we get a lot of rain or the herbicide spreads to the root system, if that root system with the azalea and the vine touch each other, it can damage the azalea.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Fortunate for us, we've not had a problem with that.
No, you're very good. That's wonderful. I'm so glad. And so, what kind of azaleas do you have?
Well, to tell the truth, I don't know. We've had them here for 27 years.
Oh, yeah. They're probably some of the original, you know, old southern azaleas, the Formosas, the G.G. Gerbings. What color are they?
Right now I'm looking at them. They're on the, I would say, red.
Red.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Then that's probably a Formosa. Thank you so much, Robert, for calling. I think you have something there, and you're doing it very well.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
If you'd like to give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Got a quick minute. Let me see if I can read something off here. What is your opinion of buying plants online? Howard in Jacksonville. He's heard me talk about encore azaleas that bloom 3 to 4 times a year. You cannot find them in the nurseries. Howard, stay tuned. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your text messages and gardening questions. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and it's Saturday morning. You're on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Stop your grinding with Bucks Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro's zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. And I wanted to get back with Debbie in Titusville. Thank you so much for following up, Debbie. Okay, so these are new plants, and how much should they get watered? So what I would do, Debbie, is new plants, they are going to need to be watered more. So when you plant them, water the hole first to make sure that it's good and soaked. And then that way the sandy soils around it are not going to wick the water out of the root ball. And then you want to water once a day, and you can do this hand watering. You don't need to water all your yard with at the same time. But hand water them once a day for the first week, then go every 2 days the second week, and then every 3 days the third week, and then you're on that schedule of twice a week watering. That should be just fine. Great, great follow-up. Thank you so much for letting me know that. Also, Carol in Altamont Springs, is plumbago a good butterfly attractor and pollinator plant? Yes. Pollinators love plumbago, okay? The bees, the wasps love plumbago, the bees love them. But there's also the cloudless sulfur butterfly, which is a very light blue color that loves the plumbago too as well. So it's a wonderful plant in the garden, and I certainly do recommend it. Then Brad was asking, we had a good rain soaking last night in the Springs, here in High Springs. Okay, I'm sorry, High Springs. And would it be too soon to fertilize with granular fertilizer? Nope, you can go ahead and do it right now. That's great. Use a slow-release granular, and that would be perfect. And then someone called or texted and said that they have they remove the grass from the trunks, base of the palms when fertilizing, or should they? Does it matter if the lawn comes to the trunks? I think it does. Okay. Now the reason why is that you're going to have to cut the grass around the base of the trunk of the palm tree, and what that means is that you're either going to have to get that lawnmower right up close to it, and you're not going to get all the way there to cut it down, or you're going to have to weed whack it. And when you weed whack a palm tree base, you're going to cut the bark off, and that's not good. It's going to allow the palm tree to become susceptible to diseases and insects. So I would definitely put a ring around the palm tree just so that you don't have to mow right up to the base or weed whack the grass, okay? That's a great question. And I saw damage this week where palm trees had been, the grass mowed around it, and they weed whacked it, and it just does, it causes damage, and that's not a good thing. So if you'd like to give us a text message or a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680.
That's right. And don't forget, you guys are springing forward an hour tonight. So before you go to bed, set your clocks ahead an hour.
There you go. You don't want to miss church.
Okay. Yep. That's it.
You don't want to miss church. And that's why we go on Saturday night. But I also want to, give out some of the links to our hour one. And that was Pungi Pratama. And he's the executive director of the Jungle Library that's associated with the Sumatra Nature and Biodiversity Conservation Foundation in Sumatra, Indonesia. And so that, you can go onto Facebook page and you can look up Pungi Pratama, P-U-N-G-K-Y, Pratama, P-R-A-T-A-M-A. And he has a wonderful smile and he's always showing beautiful flora and fauna of Sumatra. And you see these beautiful birds, the flowers. Sumatra has the largest flower in the world. And you can go and look at that. He shows something new every day. And it's incredible education outreach for the world and for the younger generation in Sumatra. And I hope that you think about donating to his cause. You can go to his GoFundMe page, which is also on Facebook. And then his Facebook page, Sumatra Conservation. You can find out more details on that. And there'll be links on our Facebook page today, Better Lawns and Gardens. And so we would appreciate you checking that out. And then Randy Schultz, he's always wonderful.
Yes, so amazing.
A home garden and homestead, homegardenandhomestead.com. And then also to Summit Responsible Solutions Studios.
And you're going out to Peterson's Nursery today, right?
I am so excited.
I get to
meet everybody in Lakeland and Winter Haven, Polk County. Come and see me at Peterson's Nursery today. I'm going to be talking about my favorite plants for 2023. And guess what? They have them there where you can go ahead and purchase the plants right there. So the plants I'm talking about, they will have them. All right. So Sylvia in Tallahassee says, I live in the Apalachicola Forest. I was given bloom maker tulips for Valentine's. When the blooms fell off and the green foliage died, I cut them off. The bulbs already have tubers and lots of roots from the original bulbs. When can I plant them to get new tulips? You can't. They're not going to grow again. They need to go through that dormant period where they need at least 3 months to 4 months of cold temperatures at 35, 45 degrees. And so tulips just do not regrow here in Florida. You can plant them one time, but they will not grow again. They just don't get enough nutrition and the cold weather to make it worthwhile.
Could they stick it in their fridge?
Yeah, but I just
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And certain light and
yeah,
all this other stuff.
Exactly. Well, okay. It's a nice thought, but just go ahead and buy tulips next year and put them in the refrigerator section and grow and, keep them cool for 12 to 16 weeks and then plant them.
Just move to Holland.
Just move to Holland. That says that's true, too, as well. So I also, Howard in Jacksonville, he did ask, and I've got to get back to it. The text messages are coming so fast that they go down to the bottom. And so, Howard, you said, what is your opinion of buying plants online? I've heard you talk about encore azaleas that bloom 4 times a year. They bloom 3 times a year. And I cannot see to find them in nurseries locally. One, I want you to ask for them in the local nurseries because if they do not know people want them, they won't bring them in. So go in and ask them for encore azaleas. They bloom 3 times a year. They take full sun, and they are just wonderful plants. And so, but I buy plants online all the time, and it's because I can't find them locally. And so sometimes it's just not worth it for a nursery to bring in one or two for just one person. And so, if you want a plant, make sure you go in and ask. If everyone goes in and says, please bring in encore azaleas, then the growers and the nurseries will bring them in. And so that's the good thing. They will know there's a need in the area. But I have my favorite nurseries that I do buy online, and I have them shipped to me, and they do beautifully here. It's just that there's not enough growers here for certain items. And so, yes, I do buy online, Howard. I do recommend it for plants that you cannot find. But let's keep on top of the local nurseries and make sure that they know we want these plants too. I feel like sometimes Florida is the stepchild because we have so many plants that will grow here, but nobody, grows them here.
Well, Maybe the local nurseries and stuff could offer like a suggestion box or maybe something on their website.
They do.
And keep up with that, maybe.
Yeah, and you know? some nurseries have a folder, a booklet that you can sign up and put down what plants you want. And then when it comes in, they call you and let you know.
All right. Well, then whenever you go there, ask for it.
Exactly. Asking for it is just great. And I just know that there's so many plants out there that we know you don't realize will grow here and do well here. And some of them are native. I had to, Bartram's Ixia is only found in one county in northern Florida. Only one county it's native to. And I found it growing in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So it's really cool. Really cool at the Plant Delights Nursery. Again, I want to thank Pungi Pratama, the executive director of the Sumatra Nature and Biodiversity Conservation Foundation in Sumatra. Please check him out and let him know that you care about the environment and his hard efforts. Also, Randy Schultz, I'd like to thank him. He's always great to have. Go to Home Garden and Homestead to read the latest home and garden tips. And listen to the Camp Codgers podcast and let him know how you feel about that. You'll enjoy listening to the thoughts and memories and adventures of three old codgers. They're just extremely funny. And then also, Brooke, thank you so much for taking care of everything today. It's in the genes. I know. It's in the genes. And Lizzie, thank you for connecting me to Pungi this morning. That was a great thing you
most
did.
Most definitely. And thank you to our listeners. You guys rock. You guys send the best texts, questions, everything. So thank you.
We're here every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. You can hear the podcast on iHeartRadio, all the podcast stations. You can just Google us and you can find us. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. This Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.